That's right.
Chuck Gatlin joins us now. Hey, good morning, Chuck. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Where are you, Chuck?
Hey, can I get a little bit more of these in these headphones, please?
661-1037.
Ah, that's awesome.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. I was going to mention real quick, I didn't because the guys were here. You know, talking about DJ Gasso, no pressure or anything to turn out to be...
Gasso?
Gasso. You ever heard of the Gasso?
That's somebody's name?
It is. It's, you know, it's a very reputable name now, especially in softball. Wow. It is the name.
When did you become this guy?
Would you say, Justin?
I think I've always been this guy.
Is it the first family of softball? Probably so. You know what? This guy, DJ Gasso, will be head coach someday. He's a sharp guy. Although he did, Roger, he did throw out Bobby Bones.
Yeah, he did.
Bobby Bones has been a big supporter. You know, Justin doesn't take advantage of his opportunity like Bobby does up there.
I can't hear Justin. I mean, it's okay.
Justin's not there. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
There he is.
Yeah.
There's no problem. I mean, I got no issue with that. I mean, you just, we don't mention other things like that.
Yeah, but they will
mention his name if something tragic happens.
Yeah, your mom. Hey, are you as good as your mom? Yeah. 8 national championships. Yeah. Her mom is a coach at Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah, they've won national championships. And so he is he's been with the Razorbacks for 3 years. I think he'll get a coaching job soon as a head coach just because of and he's had great success. What's going on in the buzz there, Chucky?
Oh, man, busy week. Let's do it.
Let's interrupt. Get him here. Let's do it like this.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Chuck Gatlin.
Yes! And speaking of Hubbard Power Sports, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo in Russellville, their yellow tag event ends this Thursday. Get over there, save up to $3,000 on 2026 Commander or a rebate up to $3,000 on select 2025 Can-Am Maverick X3 models on the road, on the water, in the trails. They have the ride for you. Go over there, see Glenn, Missy, Montana, and the whole crew, or find them online at hubbardpowersports.com.
Buzz McHugh coming up. That's number one.
So
you got a couple spots?
Last I heard, but surely those have sold.
That's what I would have thought,
I meant to ask Gemma before I came up here, but I forgot. But tickets are on sale, so go to buzzmcHugh.com and get your tickets for that. And
May 9th.
Over at the Riverfront RV Park in North Little Rock, Gravely Mowers, Bud Light, Oaklawn Sports, Jez Camper Rental, Arkansas Golf and Power Sports. Thanks to all those guys for helping us make it happen. Today, got some Razorback baseball taking on Northwestern State at 5:30 on the Buzz. The Travs are playing Wichita at 5:50. You hear them on Buzz 2. You guys, tomorrow morning, are going to be on the road at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
It's Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Great deals going on there. Steve Brown's going to let us know all about those things. That's right on Reynolds Road. We'll be there from 6 until 10 a.m.
Yes, you will. And Travs, again, in action with Wichita in the morning, 10:50. It's a day game. Wow, early. Then Thursday, you guys heading back over to Fletcher, hanging out with Mr. Fletcher and the crew. Yeah,
thank you, Frank Fletcher, for the Fletcher feet that gets us all around town, then some. And, I mean, Baz to go from Little Rock to Fayetteville to Pine Bluff to Little Rock. You don't get there that
just
fast.
Cruising.
Walking. You don't. Wow. Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you, Zipper.
The Zone is going to be over in Conway for Toad Suck Days. They're bringing. Remember back in the day when they did Stuck on a Truck?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're doing Hands on a Hyundai this year.
Okay. So, Justin, I know Roger knows this. Do you know how long people used to keep their hands on the vehicle?
I would guess days.
Yeah.
The last year it was done, it was, I want to say, 6 days. It was almost a week.
I mean, that is absolutely nuts.
Yep.
I mean, who does that?
Wow.
Who can do that? Who can take 6 days to do that?
A nutcase. A nutcase without a job.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Roger, how long could you go? There's bathroom breaks, of course.
Dude, I would hate for there to be two people in the five-hour mark.
Oh, my gosh, one's got to lose,
Well, and then one of you scratch.
Has gas.
You know.
Oh, you scratch. Yeah, your hand comes off the vehicle.
Well, can you stick them?
Because that's the thing. You got to figure.
Yeah.
Two people. have been there the exact same amount of time.
That's right.
And then one person takes his hands off.
For whatever reason.
Second gets a toy car. Yeah, that's what they get. That's always a popular deal. That's always a big, very, very popular deal.
See, I thought they stopped doing it after. Didn't somebody die from? I'm not joking. Somebody died because they wouldn't get off to pee. I'm not making a joke.
No, years ago, somebody did.
And, that's ridiculous.
That's when they started adding more rules to it. When they first started doing it, there were no real rules about mental health and checking people to make sure they were okay after they left. One of the first years somebody did it, it wasn't here. It was somewhere else.
Yeah.
A guy wins his truck, drives across the street, buys a gun, and I think shot himself.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Well, that's the dude that lost?
No, the guy that won.
The guy that won got the truck and bought a gun.
He's all kinds of crazy.
Wow.
Well, he was sleep deprived for however long.
What's the matter with people?
And his brain, he wasn't thinking right.
Good Lord.
What?
it doesn't make any sense.
No. I mean, you're thinking about something else. That's on your mind.
No, that was it. That's what happened.
Wow. Well, you know what? Maybe
they need to stop this thing right now.
Oh, no, the pee thing, Justin, that was a different contest. They were doing Hold Your Wii for a Wii back when Nintendo Wii came out.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Hold Your Wii for a Wii. They had to drink water.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah, like
what's the matter with people?
I thought somebody died when they played a game hand on a lion. So no, everybody died. Hands on a lion. It was at the zoo. They did hands on a lion, and nobody won.
Oh my gosh!
Because they all died.
I like hands on a lion better than hold my Wii. I like a lot better than that. That's ridiculous. And they're making you drink. What kind of sadistic crap is that?
Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, my
God. Anyway, go ahead, Chuck.
Friday, end the week Friday at Oaklawn. It's the
last
week of the live
racing
season.
Saturday.
You guys, the zone
lips
will be over
there. Lips on a viper. That was not good either.
Golly. And then Razorbacks, the Ole Miss, Friday at 5:30. Travs still with Wichita, 6:20. And then, it's just a big weekend of baseball.
We got baseball tonight. Yeah. We got Razorback baseball tonight. Yeah, and we also have Roger.
And you'll be at trivia.
And what's
Boudreaux's.
The place?
Boudreaux's.
It's Boudreaux's. And here's the deal, Chuck. You're not that far. You live in the same city.
I don't live in the same city.
Oh, you live in Little Rock.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So listen, it's right there in North Little Rock.
It's
on
not
Mel
far.
Boulevard.
You're right. It's not far.
I mean, just come by. You know where it is because you stopped by during the football game.
Do we want to take a break or do we want to go ahead and
play the game.
Let's play the game. Let's go. What are we playing for? What do we got tickets for?
Baseball.
Baseball. You want to do baseball this Sunday?
This would be Ole Miss. Ole Miss, very cool. Yeah. All right.
We also have baseball tickets for tonight. If somebody can swing that.
It's their option. They get tonight or Sunday, 661-1037.
Do we have Rick Springfield tickets?
We do not.
No, that's Oakland.
That's Saturday.
That's Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah,
Friday
just see if there's Oakland.com.
It's time for
Don't get me started on Rick Springfield.
Game, Family Feud.
Don't get me started.
Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
What happened to everybody that played that game butt on a bear?
Nothing to be saying on a lion.
All right, 661-1037, 661-1037. Play the number one game on 103.7 The Buzz, Family Feud, right now. Not to say anything about the other ones, but right now it's the longest running. I think this is the longest running morning show with a game show game ever is what it is. So be that person. You'll team up with 14 number one hit country singing sensation Justin Moore, Charles Chuckwagon Gatlin, and you. Have a chance to win. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Scott. Scott, do you want to play the feud?
You bet I do.
All right, buddy. Woo-hoo! Scott, here's what's going to happen. You are teamed up as the team leader with Justin Moore and Chuck Gatlin. Your name is your buzzer. I'm going to need you to give me your buzzer after the first question. Let me let you hear how when I asked the 44th president of the United States to let me hear his buzzer, here's what he did.
Obama!
Let me hear your buzzer.
Good.
Scott!
Okay, Scott. All right, Scott, here we go. be the first one to buzz in with the top five answers to this question that I asked everyone at Boudreaux's last week. Name something that has the word super in it.
David. Justin.
David Basil. Wow.
A Superman.
Superman, number one on the list.
Thank you. Sorry, what? Justin. You just it was the delay that
nah,
got you beat.
No, yes. No, you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Now here's the new rule, Scott. You're gonna play this game. First of all, let's do this. I'm sorry, Baz. You control the board.
Yeah, tough decision here, Scott, but I'm going to make you earn this. Earn these tickets,
earn
Scott.
This, earn this. So, Scott, here's the deal. If you go right down the line, that was number one. If we get every answer right down the line, 2, 3, 4, 5, in succession, you will win an extra prize to be determined later. That's right, Chuck. You're giving him something.
Whoa.
We're giving him something else.
Wow. Okay.
There might be
That's
tickets that are expired. I don't care. He's getting something else, okay?
Swift kick.
Let's roll. Let's
Swift
roll.
Kick in the pants.
It's up to you. That's your call, not mine. You're the prize guy. All right, here's the deal, fellas. Scott, you are the leader of this team. What you say goes. Justin Moore is by far the very best Family Feud guy ever. He plays the game at home a lot. Excuse he knows me. The rules. He straightened me out one time. He's your guy. Yep. Chuck Gatlin is no slouch in this game, that is.
Oh, I'm an incredible slouch.
Here's the deal. 47 people said the number one answer. 9 said the second. 9 said the third. 6 said the fourth. And 6 said the fifth. Name something that has the word super in it.
Super Bowl.
Super well, Bowl. Super
that's
Bowl.
Be there.
That's a good one.
Scott, you like it?
It is a good one.
I like it.
It's number two.
Like it a lot.
It's number two. Number two on the list. Super Bowl, Superman, Super Bowl. Number 3 has 9. Number 4, number 5 have 6 respectively. Scott, 3 strikes still at your disposal. Name something that has the word super in it.
What do you got?
Supermodel.
Supermodel is not too shabby. Supermodel is a fantastic answer.
I like it.
Yep. You want to go with it?
Let's go with it.
Not in the top 5. Not in the top 5. But here's the deal, Scott.
Dang, that was a good one.
It was a good one. Here's the deal. That does not throw you out of the extra prize because you missed it. You didn't mess up. See what that is? Oh, okay. Let's continue on. Let's play the game.
How about supermarket, guys?
Supermarket.
I like it.
Supermarket.
I like it.
Not too shabby. Number 3 on the board. We're still rolling right down the line. 2 strikes left. 2 answers left between you and a pair of tickets and an extra prize still up for grabs. Please name something that has the word super in it.
Wonder if Supergirl wouldn't be there, huh?
Well,
that probably
you know
is encompassed
Supergirl,
by Superman.
Supergirl could be in it, which, I mean, by the way, we forgot about that when we said Batgirl. Supergirl.
What did Scott say?
Scott, what'd you say?
Superhero, maybe?
Superhero's not too bad either. We're talking your favorite superhero today.
The only thing I question is, even with the one I just said, is if Superman kind of knocks all that out. I don't know.
Yeah.
How about supercomputer?
Ooh, in this age of AI.
Superintendent?
We
I like
got
that.
Us a good one. We got
I like
us
that.
A good one.
Yeah.
Superin. So that's
what
super.
What do you think, Scott? Super. Pick one of those.
I'll roll the dice and go out on my own supercomputer.
You are the leader of this team, my friend. And let me tell you
I
something.
Admire him.
You have got a set of testicles on you to go out on your own to do something like this, my friend. That is a fantastic answer. Just not in the top 5, my buddy. Not in the top 5.
And
fear not,
somebody,
my friend. Fear not. One strike
somebody,
left. Go ahead, Justin.
Somebody explain to me what the hell a supercomputer is.
Supercomputer, no,
it's
that's
a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Did
you ever see War Games? Did you ever see War Games?
You know, like in the 60s, they take up the entire room, you know?
Yes,
yeah,
so remember
yeah,
okay,
to Chuck's
point in War Games.
In War Games, Joshua was the supercomputer.
Forgive me,
whopper.
I went to school at Poe, guys.
What about super glue?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, super glue's good. I like that. Yeah.
Hello, Falcon.
Are you ready to play a game?
Hello, Joshua.
Did you say what?
He said super glue.
You said super glue. Number four! Oh, number four on the board, super glue.
I didn't think about that one. That's a good one.
Number four on the board. Number four on the board.
Well, we got two strikes or one?
Two strikes. Answer left, one full strike. Count. This is for all the marbles.
Every one of them.
Does not mean that you lose if you miss it. Here's what's happening, Scott. You miss the number five answer, which the extra prize is still in play. You miss it, it goes to Baz and Christian. They have an opportunity to steal your heart. They miss it, you get one other. No, yeah, I think you get one other chance.
No.
No, it's over.
That's it.
It's over.
If he gets three strikes, it's over.
Exactly right. All right, here's the deal. Okay. It's down to scrotum cutting time. Let's make it happen, my friend.
I like Scott. I'm just throwing it out there. I like what Chuck said before, superintendent.
Superintendent was mentioned earlier.
That's just me.
But Scott, do not.
I like it too.
Scott, don't let.
I like it too.
You like it? You want to do it?
I like it.
All right, one strike.
Do it, baby.
Superintendent is the answer!
Hey, boy, Chuck.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Wow.
We did it.
Hey, boy, Chuck.
We did it.
You not only have won a pair of tickets to the Razorback game either today or later on in the week, but you've also won an extra prize, the very first recipient of extra prize. That's like winning.
It's both, a lollipop.
Both showcases. Both showcases. Chuck, make sure you get something
oh,
extra.
Sure.
I want to know what. I want to know. No, that's part of the game. We've already said
it. Yeah.
Hey.
We'll make sure of it.
Make sure he gets to choose between a Tootsie Pop and a Blow Pop.
Listen, I don't care if it's a signed piece of paper from legendary classic rock and roll DJ Jeff Allen. Yeah.
Josh,
Scott, if you don't
Scott, if you're watching on the camera, look at my face.
Scott, you're getting an extra prize. Chuck, you are not going to just lazy out this. You're going to find something in that drawer of yours. You have a pair of tickets to Heart that nobody got yet.
And Chuck, stop giving people your dirty old underwear for extra prizes, by the way.
That is so
That's an HR issue.
People are making good money off of them.
Congratulations, Scott. Thanks for listening.